Palm, 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Now, Miles, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
All the way from Wellington, adhering to the strict social distancing policies up here in Auckland for the time being, we've managed to get you, Miles Calder, on the line all the way from Welly, from your little home studio down there.
Yeah.
How's it going?
The corner of my lounge. It's going well. Yeah. It's album release day for me, so it's exciting. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, finally.
But how long have you... So the album's called Autopilot Life, and it's a solo album, because you had a band before. Was it Miles Calder and the Rumours?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the rumour.
So that was probably... I think the last thing we released with them was 2016, so that's like 5 years ago, and I've had a bit of a gap between, and this record I've just put out today is just Miles Calder in branding, but only slightly in spirit, I guess. I still put it together with a band in a way.
How did you go about recording the album?
We put down drums and bass at the Surgery in Wellington with Lee Preble, and then sort of took those tracks away and cobbled together, just putting another layer on and then seeing what the track needed and then putting another layer on. So it was very like bitsy, but it sort of meant I could experiment with stuff at home, and like I was sort of foraying into electric guitar and piano playing myself more, so it gave me the comfort without the pressure of a studio to, you know, make up parts for that.
Now, with very short notice, you've whipped up a couple of tracks that you've recorded at home today. We're gonna play two of those, and you're also gonna play us one live, by the sounds of it, with your guitar.
Yeah.
What can you tell us? We're gonna start with Autopilot Life, which is the title track off the album. What can you tell us about recording this at home today? Was it one take?
No.
Yeah, it was.
Why is the reason? That's the good reason.
Why? Well, I have my prized possession, I was going to say musically, but actually it's probably my most prized possession is a Will. It's like a 1969 electric piano, which I love the sound of. And you don't really want to like hoof it around touring very much, so I thought this was an awesome chance to be able to play it. But like most vintage instruments, that can at any time just start have an intermittent like electrical screaming for no reason, so I want to try and capture a live take just before we were live to air. This song is one of the piano songs I wrote on piano, so it's really nice to be able to play it on piano. And yeah, that was kind of new for me, this album, was writing songs on piano.
Cool, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Miles Calder, Autopilot Life, live. Whereabouts in Wellington today?
I'm in Newtown.
Could the neighbours hear you hitting the high ones?
Probably. I think they have quite thin windows.
Have you got like a cat or a dog in the house that could potentially come in while you're recording?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got two really like crazy cats. Well, when they decide to be awake, they can just run and jump on your back or something with claws. So yeah, it's a slight risk.
Those sorts of cats, eh?
It's amazing how detached cats are, eh? They don't give any shits about anything. Dogs are like, what? What do you need me to do? Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Cats are like, that's it.
They're living on another plane of reality, I think.
They totally are.
Now, Miles, you've got your guitar. You're going to play one for us off your guitar.
Yeah, I thought
now.
I could do this on the one mic. How's that? You're reading me?
Yeah, mate, she's all yours.
Should I go?
Yeah.
All right. How's this? Bit of reverb? Pop, pop. All right. This is the first single we put out on the album, Take Me Back to How It Was. Let me stay hanging up in the sky. I don't have any place to land. Just to float this suspended in time like a bird on the strong wind's hand. All my horizons would soften and curve and the fields would fall behind. Ears unable to hear any cry for the roar of the wind rushing by. Lost in a dream and gone again. Ooh. Take me back to how it was. I cannot suffer the change. The vertigo of freedom found. The ones I tried so hard to shed, were they really worth their weight? Shackles and walls will keep you slow and small, but at least your path is narrow and straight. Lost in a dream and gone again.
Take me back to how it was.
Yo. Two people clapping. It's the two people available. This is social distancing. This is how it was. What it sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. That's Miles Calder all the way down in Wellington playing for us live, sort of giving us a bit of a taste of his instrumental genius.
Well,
can I ask?
I'll take it.
Firstly, whistling's hard. But secondly, that wasn't a question. It was a statement. Second, not question. Was that supposed to be like ideally like a guitar solo, but you were just like, fuck it, I'm going to whistle it? Yeah. Or is that? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was wondering, have you heard about...
it's guitar-y.
It's perfect. I knew exactly what was going on. It conveyed the situation very well.
But honestly, it's made me be like, man, I should record some whistling.
Dude, whistling rules.
Okay. It's lonely. It's kind of creepy. It's distance.
It's kind of hard to record, though, whistling, I reckon, like when you're blowing into the mic and stuff. I heard a rumor that... Kirk Hammett from Metallica, the guitarist, whistles or like sings his guitar solos into a voice memo and then learns the guitar solo after the fact. Did you know?
Oh,
that?
Wow.
So I just wanted to tell everyone that.
I can totally identify.
I know, but it's a little bit corny, but it's probably good practice.
I was thinking about, because I'm coming at electric guitar very, like, I haven't been playing it for that long and definitely not shredding.
Right.
And like, so I'm no virtuoso, but I find that the best things I can do on electric guitar are come up with a solo or an idea in my head and then kind of learn what it was or like learn the moves. Whereas I don't have all these like locked and loaded, you know, finger moves that I can just whip out. But I think it can make you come up with some like, I don't know, more singable bits or natural things.
Well, you kind of do what the song needs more, because you're not going to be tied down to what your hands can do. You're just whistling it out, Kurt Hammett style.
Although you might be tied to what you can whistle.
This is true. But it sounds like your whistling chops. Sounds like your chops for whistling might be ahead of your lead guitar solo. I don't know.
Little tidbit: I'm stronger whistling inwards.
That's fun. Yeah, actually, that might be better for recording as well.
Yeah. Now, Miles Calder.
Teeth whistlers, I can't get behind.
Oh, no, don't I hate
fucking
that.
Fucking
no,
teeth whistler at me. I can do a mean wolf, like real loud one.
No, not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, did the VU meter go off on that?
Now
it hurt my ears.
You're heading out on the road. We can see you in Auckland in May, 13th of May at the Wine Cellar with the band.
You guys saying something?
Who's the band? Is it the Rumours?
The band is, there are two guys who were in the Rumours who are still with me. So that's Nick George and Steve Moody playing drums and bass.
Last name Moody.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. It's IE on the end though. Which
that's okay.
And then I've got also Dale Jellyman on keys and Chris Armour on guitar. And they're all kind of...
These last names are amazing, by the way.
Really great.
Armour and Jellyman.
Yeah. The last time we flew to Auckland on tour, his ticket got printed as Dale Jellybean.
Yes.
That's probably the story of his whole fucking life, actually.
Yeah, like, we had to go up and try and find a bit of lost luggage. And of course, and they were like, well, Mr. Jellybean, we...
love it.
Oh, humans.
Yeah, that's pretty great. We're doing a nationwide tour, and Auckland, and we're also playing Lee.
Nice one.
Up at the Sawmill, like the next night after Auckland.
You'll be lovely at the Lee Sawmill. Good amount of old wood up there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, what can you tell us?
It's like an old sawmill, isn't it? You know,
it's probably pine.
Is it pine?
It's pine. It's very like blonde. Pine? It's a very blonde room. Yeah. Okay.
What can you tell us about this last song that you have pre-recorded today live in one single take?
It's called Greener Grass, and we didn't release it as a single, but I like it, and I wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to rep it. I guess it's like, it sounds like a bit of a whine, but I think my latest theory on this song is it's sort of a song about gratitude. But it hasn't quite realized the solution yet. It's still just kind of stuck in the problem. If that makes sense.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the song will probably teach us the ways.
Yeah. All right, Miles. We'll see you up in Auckland at the Wine Cellar on the 13th of May and Lee Sawmill on the 14th of May. People can find your album streaming on all platforms and also pick up a vinyl. Have you got a copy?
Oh yeah, we're printing with Holiday Records. They're available in a few weeks.
Okay, rad.
Yeah, so do order those up. I've never done that before, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, of course.
Nice one, mate. Thanks so much for taking the time and putting the work in for us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Right on. Miles Calder, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers, bro.
Thanks.
Facing smiles and never crying. And every-
One, two, three. Thanks, Parrot Dog.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.